Report, McConnell to appear with Ukrainian ambassador in all-out push for $61.4 billion taxpayer aid. By Christina Wong on October 30, 2023. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is reportedly planning to appear with Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. at a Monday event in Kentucky as part of his push to reportedly go all out on securing $61.4 billion of American taxpayer aid for Ukraine. Politico's Burgess Everett reported that McConnell will appear with Ambassador Oksana Markarova at the University of Louisville to again publicly commit the United States to Kyiv's defense against Russia, as part of his push. Watch, McConnell sides with Biden on bundling Ukraine. Israel aid, I view it as all interconnected. McConnell's support for Ukraine pits him against some in his own caucus, as well as House Republicans who are refusing to send another cent to Ukraine after the $113 billion the U.S. has already committed since February 2022. The $61.4 billion for Ukraine would be part of a larger package requested by the Biden administration for $105 billion. Of that, $14.3 billion would go to Israel, $13.6 billion to the U.S.'s southern border, $9.15 billion for humanitarian aid for Palestinian, Israeli, and Ukrainian civilians, and $7.4 billion for Taiwan and Asian allies. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, reportedly wants to separate funding for Israel and Ukraine, versus tying it together into one package, and could pass an Israel-only funding bill and send it to the Senate, forcing its hand and splitting Senate Republicans who also oppose tying the two together. Related video, GOP pollster Luntz, it may be time for McConnell to pass on the torch. According to Politico, McConnell could be in his last term as Senate GOP leader, and Ukraine funding is a huge part of his legacy. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, RSD, told the outlet that McConnell is a profound believer that this is a moment in history that the United States needs to assert leadership. And that if we don't, there are going to be some pretty grave consequences. Politico also reported that McConnell's pitch that Ukraine funding is a jobs and readiness program is resonating in the White House, which is shifting gears in its sales pitch to Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, praised McConnell, saying his work with him is going very good. We have the same belief, we should get the big supplemental done, Schumer told the outlet. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., a staunch opponent of more funding to Ukraine, said there is widespread support among Senate Republicans for splitting Israel and Ukraine funding, but said it was an open question if some Republicans could side with Democrats on voting for Biden's $105 billion total package. Combining Israel and Ukraine aid with money for open borders is a disgrace. It's a way to provide political cover and more money for Biden's disastrous policies. It's political malpractice and insults our voters, Vance posted Friday on X. Yet McConnell ally Senator Kevin Cramer R.N.D. said not to count the Senate minority leader out. People can say what they want about Mitch McConnell, but he's certainly not a wimp, he told Politico. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.